Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Zetter's over there on the other side of the glass, making sure everything's going just swimmingly. And he will make sure that as he always does, that the podcasts are posted. Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Podcasts, you name it. Odyssey, you'll be able to find it there. And we have all of our podcasts posted there. Plus, of course, WKOK's podcast page. On the news line with us now, Angela Cooper is on the phone. She's the For Paw's Sake board president. So good morning, Angela. Thanks for checking in today.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Oh, this is so exciting. You got a big event this week. First of all, tell us what For Paw's Sake is. We've talked a little bit about this with you and some of your peers, but remind our audience about this great rescue group.
Yep, we're a nonprofit based out of Milton. We've been in existence since 2019, and we take in mostly stray dogs, but we will also take in relinquished dogs from their families who can no longer care for them. And we take on a limited scale cats also.
Okay. And tell us what you do with them. You hold on to them. They kind of get fostered. I know that is part of the method. You take good care of the pets.
Yes, we do have a temporary holding kennel, but that is temporary. We try to get them out of the kennel within 2 weeks of them entering the rescue, and then they go to foster homes where the foster homes work with them on maybe any behaviors, training, and of course also cuddles and teach them good manners.
And what kind of
until they can find their forever home?
And what kind of dog volume are you dealing with? Dozens? What are the numbers?
So right now we have 8 dogs in our foster, which I know that doesn't sound like a lot. You know, foster families are not easy to come by for various reasons. But right now we have 8 dogs. 3 of them are available. 2 of them are forever fosters, which means they're older dogs or they're dogs with medical conditions that we brought into the rescue, and they will be with their foster family for their entire life, and Four Paws will care for them, take on all the medical expenses, and other expenses for the length of their life. And then we also have 3 dogs that are in foster to adopt. So these are homes where the families want to adopt them, so they're just in foster care until they're medically, they're spayed, they're neutered, they're up to date on all their shots, and then they will be officially adopted by the family.
Right. It is a complicated process. It's not simple. We've learned that from some of the good shelters over the years, that a lot goes on to taking good care of the dog in advance and checks, and a lot goes on to making sure that the family is the right fit for that particular pet, or maybe the right fit for any pet. So that goes into that. We're talking about the numeral four, For Paw's Sake PA. It's important that we spell that out, because the best place to get a lot of information about what they're up to is on their Facebook page. So we invite folks to check that out. All right, well, you got a big deal this weekend. So tell us all about the next dog festival this Saturday.
Yes, we're really excited about the dog festival. So the dog festival celebrates dogs and everything they bring to the world. We have presentations. There is a member from the Pennsylvania Sled Dog Club coming at 11 o'clock to do a presentation. We have a woman who's been participating in therapy dog work for over 30 years. She's coming to do a presentation. We have a dog blessing, lots of vendors, food, of course, music. We have the Cadillac Cats, which I think is quite amusing at a dog festival. They will be playing at 11:15. And Molly's Boys Jug Band, and also Secondhand Blues. And again, it's a celebration of dogs. So there's a lot of vendors that are dog focused. You could come and get all kinds of dog treats for your dog, cat treats also. We're going to have a raffle with lots of really awesome items. You can check out the Facebook page to see some of those raffle items. And also, some of the vendors are posted. Most of the vendors are posted. We're still posting additional vendors on the Facebook page also. So it's a great time. It's the second annual festival, and people bring their dogs as long as their dogs are comfortable in that type of setting. Last year, the dogs had fun, the people had fun. It was just a great day.
All right, but the people have to stay on a leash, right? And their dogs have to stay.
The The people do. The dog will lead them around, but yes, the people should all be on leash.
Okay, I just wanted to check on that. We hear about some of the good dog parks around here, but this isn't exactly that particular setting this weekend. Okay, and why do this? You spend a tremendous amount of time making sure that these pets are well taken care of. So tell us why this is so important to you.
I think because there's an opportunity to educate the public on things that you can do with your dog. I think that's a big part of it. But also, people love doing things with their dogs. And more you're seeing places you can take your dog that's appropriate, when it's appropriate. I think it's just great to have an activity where you can really all dog lovers can get together and say, yeah, this is my dog. Because that's the other thing. People love introducing their dog. You know, this is my dog, and these are things you can do with them. Therapy dog, sled dogs. You know, we're hoping to expand the presentations as the festival goes on year after year. We also, I have to mention, we're going to have a dog fashion show. So that's a first for this year, and we will have judges. That should be fun.
So your dog will be dressing up in tutus and things of this nature, right?
As long as the dog is comfortable doing so, yes, that's what we will be doing. There will be a red carpet, and the dogs, there are prizes, and the fashion show is at 1:15 p.m., and yes, that's exactly what's happening. There are judges with signs, yes.
Okay, well, we'll have to the dog's not talking about whether they're comfortable or not, but anything for treats, right? So same as
exactly.
Me.
Exactly.
Same as me on the weekend. Okay, so you started to allude to it, and I think we talked about this a little bit with your friend Sue Straub of Arthur's Pet Pantry a couple weeks ago, that the dogs contribute to people's quality of life. So it's not just a pet. You are certainly doing the dog a great favor when you take great care of them, either adopted or otherwise, but you do yourself a favor. Explain how dogs are a big part of enriching our lives.
You know, I mean, I couldn't really get into the science of it, but I know I've read how valuable dogs are in our health. You know, they get us out, they get us moving, they bring joy to our life. You know, the things that you can do with your dog. I personally do tricks with my dog, and it's so much fun, and the joy that you can feel from them, it makes me happy. But there's, you know, just that companionship that we get from them, the safety, the security, the amazing things that the dogs do that, you know, the therapy dogs specifically, you know, there's, they can be trained to do so much. The drug sniffing dogs, the bomb sniffing dogs, the qualities that they bring to improving our lives just can't be overstated. I think if you take the time to really get to know all that dogs bring to the world. They might just be your couch buddy to watch TV on the weekends and eat the treats that you're eating when they're safe to eat. But they bring so much more to the world. They're just they're really wonderful additions to a family if you can afford and also manage them. They're just wonderful additions to family and life.
Right. Yeah, really enriching in people's lives. So I think we want to mention that probably would be nice if maybe there weren't so many unmonitored breeding dogs wherever it happens to be. But once a dog's born, we're going to try to take good care of it. And dogs try to take good care of us. We know that's their opportunity. Okay, so this Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Brown Avenue Park in Milton, probably everybody knows where that is, there will be food available to purchase, so you'll be able to get a meal for yourself and lots of dog treats. Angela, make a pitch for folks to put this on their Saturday calendar.
All right, please come help us celebrate what dogs bring to our world, from the companionship to the security, from the benefits of their unparalleled sense of smell to their health benefits and sharing life with a dog. Come celebrate your dog, all dogs, with Four Paul Sake PA.
All right, very well. Well, thank you so much for all you're doing, Angela. Good luck. Have a blast this weekend. AccuWeather says partly sunny, high 79, so it looks like the weather's on your side in the early forecast, so that doesn't hurt anything either. Enjoy, and thanks for all you're doing.
Thank you for your time. Thank you for having us.
You bet. That is Angela Cooper, Four Paws Sake Board President, the numeral four, and then right smooshed up against that is Paws, and then another word, Sake, for the Paws Sake, and then PA Board President, she is, and you can get all the information about their work at their Facebook page. You can also call 570-238-0364. That's 570-238-0364 for this weekend's Pet Dog Festival in Milton.